before we go to basketball, I just got to get your take. You know, you're following your daughter around. You know, Omaha's, oh boy, they've had a great volleyball season, Alex. You got to be excited to make the NCAA tournament. I'm sure you've had a ball. It's been a little time consuming, sure, and you're getting ready for basketball, but it's been a joy, I'm sure, to follow and watch your daughter, watch her team and what they've done this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, pretty neat experience with, you know, the start of the season at Memorial there, and then the front end of their schedule was brutal. They played Kansas once already early on the season, but, you know, between Nebraska, Creighton, Kansas, Texas A&M, they loaded their front end, and it paid off for them there in the end. So
I know now it's start of basketball and the start of the tournament coming up. I take it as mom traveling and dad staying home with basketball. I guess, is that how it's going to have to work a little bit?
Well, during volleyball season, I hit the interstate a few times, went to Omaha and kind of followed the team a little bit. And then now with basketball starting, we also make the trek up to Sioux City to watch Mal, her season started, and they've got about six games under their belt. So we've been to Sioux City and Omaha about every weekend. And then if it works during the week, we hit the road and go watch them there as well. So it's been, I believe she just informed me she is going to Lawrence to watch the game. So
that's terrific that she gets a chance. I know maybe hasn't played as much as she, you know, used to play all the time. And as a freshman, sometimes it doesn't happen for you. But I'm sure she's had a ball being with this team. And her future looks pretty bright, doesn't it?
You know, she snuck in a little bit there when had some team issues with a hitter that's excellent. But it's been interesting out here in southwest Nebraska, and you can attest to just with daughters that are involved in three different sports, and you go down to, you know, different places where you're around girls that all they do is volleyball. So there's a little bit of learning curve, you know, a little bit more court time that she's learning, and in the end, I think, you know, the three sports that, you know, the girls out west experience, I think, is a payoff in the end, you know, just for an all-around athlete, I guess, and my personal opinion, I guess.
Well, I know we're on to basketball now, Alex. You got your first games coming up. You got Cozad on Thursday. You're going to see the Bison on Friday. How about this version of Chase County girls basketball? I'm sure it's still exciting. You lost some great seniors from last year's team, but you've got some great girls back once again for you this year, don't you?
We do. You know, and each year, as every small town, you know, teams do, they look at, you know, piecing, you know, replacing players. And we had four seniors last year that, you know, for each girl, I meet with them and just tell them that it's, you know, it's not about points, that every, you know, seems like everybody wants to focus on, but, you know, the big thing is just doing your job and what you're good at. We had four seniors last year that just took that to heart and played great, you know, and then got three juniors this year that got a good chunk of varsity time last year that are, a couple of them spent a fair amount of summer ball in June, and another one that, you know, and Peyton Owens too as well, that just, you're not going to outwork that girl. So we're excited with the three varsity players we had last year, and then we have one lone senior this year in Kylie Wiest, and she's exceeding my expectations in practice so far. A girl that since seventh grade has been in the gym every morning at 6:30 to make herself better, and it's hopefully, you know, as senior year goes on, it's going to pay off. So.
Very challenging schedule again, Alex. Your SBVA on the girls' side with the Bridgeports and yourself, and you know, the St. Pat's of Perkins County is going to be solid again and tough this year as well, won't it?
Yeah, yep. Got a conference. You've got obviously you look at Bridgeport, and they did lose Ruthie, and then you know, another solid guard senior, but they're sound like they had a gal move in for Valentine's, a pretty good ball player, but. With Olivia and the Mormon girl and Slutterbush, they impressed me in the games that we had played. You know, and then you look to Hershey, I think Hershey as well, and then you look to Grant or Perkins County, as I still call them Grant. But some good ball players there, some good seniors, and Emma Hall from Hershey, and then of course KP and Perkins County. So yeah, we're looking forward to I see that I feel like conference is a little more open this year than it has been the past couple. So
this is still going to be a good team, you feel, I'm sure, with a lot of girls can play for you that can win a lot of games. And, hey, you'd love to make it deep and run into the postseason if possible. State tournament, it's going to be a challenge, but I feel like this group is expectations. Hey, they want to win a lot of games, get after it this year, don't they?
Yeah, you know, we're obviously not short of athletes, and I'm, you know, we're young, similar to our volleyball team. Just in that we've got some sophomores that are stepping up, and I mean, to be honest, I've told a handful of four or five girls that the JV games here, you know, up until Christmas break, is, you know, just things were open for our varsity outside of that, you know, 5, 6, 7 spots. So we may go 8 deep, 9 deep, or we, you know, could stick at the 7. We'll just kind of see what, you know, the competition does in practice, and we've tried to keep that at a high level. You know, just knowing, as you talk about coming up teams, you know, when McCook there, they really, that aggressive man-to-man defense, I'm a man-to-man kind of guy, and I just enjoy the way their aggressiveness and the way they play. So we're, you know, knowing, getting ready for an aggressive team in McCook here as we come Friday, and then, of course, not overlooking Cozad. They have a new coach. You just not knowing what to expect with that. So, and I know that Cozad did pick up, I believe, Marhinke moved over there, so she's a pretty solid player there for Oglala, so they're going to be, that was a good addition for them as well. So